O mankind, worship your Rabb who created you and created those who came before you. By doing this, you may expect to guard yourself against evil. It is He who has made the earth a floor for you and the sky a canopy. And it is He who sends down rain from the sky for the growth of fruits for your sustenance. Therefore, do not knowingly set up rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are in doubt as to whether the revelations which we have sent to our servant are from us or not, then produce one surah like this and call your witnesses, gods that you call upon besides Allah to assist you, if you are right in your claim. But if you are unable to do so, and you can never do so, then fear the hell fire, whose fuel is men and stones, which is prepared for the unbelievers. Give glad tidings to those who believe in this book and do good deeds in accordance with its teachings, that for them there will be gardens beneath which rivers flow. Whenever they will be given fruits to eat, they will say, "This is similar to the one we used to eat before on earth," for the fruits will resemble the fruits on the earth for their easy identification and enjoyment, and for them there will be chaste virgin spouses, and they shall live therein forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mind using the similitude of a gnat, or an even more insignificant creature, to teach a lesson. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Rabb, but the unbelievers say, "What does Allah mean by such a similitude?" By such a similitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confounds many and enlightens many. He confounds none except the transgressors, those who break Allah's covenant after accepting it, and who cut aside what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to be united and cause mischief on earth. It is they who are the losers. How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did He not give you life when you were lifeless? And will He not cause you to die and again bring you to life? And will you not ultimately return to Him? It is He who has created for you all that there is in the earth and directed Himself towards the sky and fashioned it into seven heavens. He has perfect knowledge over everything.